Welcome back, beautiful people. This is Biblio Banter. I'm Lexi Smith, and I'm here with
Adam Picar.
Mm-hmm. And today, to celebrate National Library Week, and also today specifically National Library Workers Day,
we're doing a few interviews with library staff, librarians and non-librarians alike.
So you can hear a little bit from all over the different departments.
Mm-hmm. So we're going to get back to you with our first guest, Nick Relish.
Woo!
Hey, Nick, how you doing?
Doing well, thank you.
All right, well, Nick, obviously I know you because you work with me, but for our lovely guests out there, why don't you tell us just a couple things about yourself?
Well, my name is Nick Relish. I'm originally from Grosse Pointe Farms, but I'm currently living in St. Clair Shores, and I've been working at the Woods Branch here at the library for almost about 6 months or so. But I've been coming to the libraries for many years. I'm a fire photographer who specializes in photographing the fire service. I'm also a volunteer with the United States Coast Guard Auxiliary and currently their flotilla commander for our current flotilla that I'm part of.
Cool. Cool. All right. Well, just a couple quick questions. So what was your first experience in libraries?
Well, the earliest one that I could think of would be when I first learned about the moon landings back in the late 60s, early 70s, and I went to the library and checked out a few books on the subject when I was a little kid and learned more about that.
Nice.
All right, I'll come in with the second question. Why did you decide to work in libraries?
Well, when I came down to the Dream Lab the first time before I was employed, I thought it was really cool, and I thought that I learned a lot of the different equipment that was used down here, and I thought that, you know, I could really help out a lot and be able to help people with their projects and different ideas that they want to create and bring into reality.
Mm-hmm. Nice. And you absolutely have. All right, here's a quick one for you. What's your best "it came from the library" story? You know, these are types of things that could be like a heartwarming story. It could be a silly story. It could be like, huh, you know, that type of thing.
Well, I'd probably have to go with probably one of the first big projects that I created down the Dream Lab. I love going to the Michigan Renaissance Festival every year, and I always go in cosplay or in costume. And I had been looking at getting a set of leather bracers for my outfit, and I decided that I wanted to make them my own, and I wanted to design them, so we utilized the Cricut and some of the tools that it came with to not only cut out the leather, but also to put a design on the bracers, and then we're able to dye them the color that I wanted to go with them.
That's cool, yeah.
Which is always really fun, because I feel like a lot of people don't think, oh, I can make part of my costume at the library, so that's really fun. How do you feel the library helps the community?
Well, I think other than, you know, people being able to rent books, also they have a tool section, which I've utilized in my younger days. We have the Dream Lab, where we have a lot of things that people can come to use, such as, 3D printer, we have our laser engraver, we have our digital media lab, which people can bring in like old file, like, or old film slides, different things like that, old film to transfer into a digital concept, which would be a great way to preserve a lot of their memories.
Nice, yeah. And honestly, well, this kind of falls into a similar vein. Like, what's the thing, like, what thing would you like to highlight most about the library, whether or not it is known, well-known or unknown?
Well, I think being part of the Dream Lab, I don't feel that more people realize that it's not just for kids. It's for everyone from, you know, kids to adults of all ages.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, that's absolutely 100% true. But yeah, awesome. Well, Nick, thank you very much. Do you have anything you'd like to say to anybody, like just as far as with the library and everything?
Definitely that it's definitely a fun place, and I feel that it's only going to get better from as time goes on.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Nick. It's been a pleasure having you.
Thank you.
All right.
All right. Next up, we have Warren Drake with us, who is actually a full-time CERC person here at the Woods Branch Library. So, first question would be, what was your first experience in libraries?
Probably my first experience was probably learning in school. probably preschool, elementary school. You learn a lot through that. But probably the first time I came to Woods would probably be when I was, like, studying a lot, like, in middle school. So kind of, like, my entire life, really, have just been kind of in and out of libraries all over.
So were you one of the folks that came over from Parcells and everything?
Yes, my preschool. Well, I forgot the name of my preschool, but I went to I went to Popard. It's now gone.
I went to Popard as well.
Yeah, and then Parcells. Mm-hmm. So that was really nice.
All right. Well, why did you decide to work at the library?
Really, books. Really, like I remember learning that you can only check out 50 items, because that's what I did, was check out, like, I maxed that out.
Oh, man.
It's not that hard. People think it's hard, but it's not that hard
it
to
really
do.
Was it all just books?
Yeah. Well, DVDs, too, because okay. Sometimes my parents would be like, hey, can you check this out? So.
Awesome.
But, yeah, I mean, I was an avid reader. I mean, books are everything, so.
I couldn't agree more. I love that. What is your best "it came from the library" story? It can be like a funny anecdote or...
Well, there's a lot of crazy stuff. But I mean, one that's like really close to me was, I guess, redoing Woods. Because I got to like communicate and like make connections with a lot of people that I probably wouldn't have from like the different things that I did. Mm-hmm. So it was really nice to get to like work with people that you don't usually get to. And kind of converse with them.
Right.
That was really nice.
Awesome. How do you feel the library helps the community?
I mean, it's like the gateway, really, to like mm-hmm. any community. I mean, it's the center of like events and like people who may not have like a lot of similarities. You know, they come together for a specific thing, you know, whether that be knowledge or books or a simple report for school, but a lot of things, really, I think. So it's like really like the nucleus of like a community, really.
Couldn't agree more.
Yeah.
I like that, the nucleus. I like that a lot.
I was just like, should I say that? Because is that too science-y? Yeah.
The library is also a place for nerds. So.
Exactly.
So last question. If you could highlight something about the library, well-known or unknown, what would it be?
Well, personally, I mean, I am a CERC, so I do want to say that there are text notices that you can get.
Yeah.
If you just look up text on our website, you can pull up, and it does take you through, and it does follow through of how to get text notices from different things, like checking out, things that are due. So I would like to highlight that.
Fantastic. Well, Warren, thank you very much for coming on down.
Thank you for having me.
Is there anything else you want to add about libraries or things you want to tell patrons about Woods?
Shout out.
Yeah.
I mean, I love what I do, you know, especially because, again, I get to talk to different people that I probably would have never had a chance to meet, and I'm slowly getting to know them all, too. So that's been a really good perk with this new position.
Absolutely.
Especially with CERC.
Well, thank really, you. I think CERC is like the face of a library, really.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, the perks of CERC.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really is. It's the first desk that you see, and that's where you go to check out your books and DVDs and tools and whatnot. So, people
really
need
to get to know people.
Yeah. And I worked in CERC for like 2 years before I moved into reference. And it's a lot of work. And circulation deserves so much credit.
Oh,
so
yeah. Very much so.
I'm glad that we're getting...
Shout out to circulation.
Yeah, shout
as
out, Circ.
Everyone else, too.
Yeah. We all work together. We're a team. Mm-hmm. But people don't realize what goes on behind the scenes with circulation, too.
Yeah.
Right.
So thank you for all that you do, and thank you for joining us.
All right, we're back, and with us is our next guest, Jesse Shank.
Yes, thank you for joining us, Jesse. The first question is, what was your first experience in libraries?
Well, you know, my first experience, I guess, would be obviously as a patron, as a kid, and always loved libraries. I ended up with my first library job not until I was in library school in 1994.
Ooh. Oh, wow.
Great.
All right. Well, then, speaking of which, first job in 1994, why did you decide to become a librarian?
That's a good question, if I can remember back that far. you know, I had gotten a bachelor's degree in history, which I was finding not a lot of things I could do with that other than working a variety of random jobs, which is what I was doing. And so kind of looked around for my next opportunity and landed on library school.
All right. Library. That kind of seems the way it kind of goes.
That's cool that you have a background in history, though. Yeah. Mine is creative writing, and I kind of went through the same thing where I'm like, there's not really a lot of opportunities.
Right.
Next question, and possibly my favorite, is what is your best "it came from the library" story? So it can be like a funny story. It can be an anecdote, a silly interaction, something that melted your heart, anything like that.
Got it. Well, gosh, you know, after that many years, there's a lot of those. I think one of the ones that stands out for me, and some of you guys may know this, or anyone that's worked with me for any length of time, but was the time that the lady brought in her pet rat.
Yes.
To the library with her. And it was just sitting on her shoulder. They were perusing the videos. She was asking the rat what they should rent or what they should check out.
Wow.
For the weekend. And I looked over and I thought, am I seeing what I'm seeing? and it turned out I was.
Oh,
so,
my gosh.
Yeah, and she did try and say it was her emotional support rat, but it still had to, you know, still time for them to go.
Mm-hmm.
So,
did they leave with any videos?
You know what? I don't know what ended up happening, if they checked out, you know, Ratatouille or what. But
that would make sense.
Oh, that's so good.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
and well,
you say rat.
Yeah.
Right. Who knew?
Hey, you never know. Well, how do you feel that the library helps the community?
Well, gosh, in so many ways. I think, you know, we just provide that space where anyone is welcome. You know, you can come in. You don't have to buy anything. You can hang out. You can, you know, learn something new. You can just take a minute to relax. You can find, a place to work that's quiet, away from home maybe, or do your homework. There's just, you know, so many different ways that we can sort of be this community center.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What I say too. And last question, if you could highlight something about the library, well known or unknown, okay, what would it be?
Gosh, I mean, just the number of resources that we have, I think, whether they're, you know, databases or e-resources. I think we're well known for our books. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think most of us who work here probably love the books. I know I do.
Oh, very much so.
That probably goes without saying, but there's so much more, you know, even just that we're sitting here, you know, in our makerspace recording this in our sound studio, and the number of cool things that maybe, you know, this library plus or your local library, you know, might have, you know, to check out and explore and learn something new.
Oh, fantastic. Well, Jesse, thank you very much for coming down for this interview. Do you have anything you want to shout out to anybody or anything? Anything?
No, just, you know, thanks for doing this. I think it's great. You know, I love the library and hope everyone can check it out.
All right. Well, thank you very much. All right.
All right. And now we're back with one of our outreach librarians, Annie Spence.
Hey, Annie, how you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
Doing wonderful.
Fabulous.
So, obviously, we're here to ask you a few questions. Simple first one. What was your first experience in libraries?
One of my first experiences in libraries was getting kicked out of the library for being, I was fighting with my brother.
Whoa!
Whoa!
Oh, what were you guys fighting about?
Yeah.
I don't know. We fought.
Books.
A lot. We were just getting rowdy. I think in the library where I grew up, the children's were on the basement floor and the adults were on the first floor. So I think my mom probably left us for like 4 seconds and then we started
fighting. So it was a public, it was like your community library or public library, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. And they told me to leave.
Oh no.
Oh no.
Poor little Annie. All right, next up, why did you decide to become a librarian?
Well, I was a creative writing major in Me college, too. So not a ton of work in that area. And so my junior year of college, I decided to get buckle down and get serious about what I was going to do. And it was just something book adjacent, a career that was book adjacent and service oriented, that my college advisor kind of rattled off. And my whole family are teachers and nurses and service providers. So I knew I wanted to do that, and I knew I wanted to be around books. So it ended up being the perfect fit.
The solution.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Okay, this is one of our favorite questions. What's your best "it came from the library" story? Now, this could be an anecdote, a silly interaction, a thing that melted your heart, or it's just something people wouldn't believe happened in a library.
Well, I know that a lot of times when I'm relating a story about my day to my girlfriends, they'll be like, "You can call the library and ask that?" And I'm like, "Yeah, you could call, you could ask us anything. Mostly we can find the answer." But I've had people ask me to look at their x-rays, ask me to look at their bad tooth.
Oh my, we're not medical professionals.
I've helped several people out of scams. One of my, I shouldn't say favorite scam, but once a person had a certificate that was supposed to be from the U.S. Department of Treasury, and it had a watermark on it, but the watermark said legitimate, and legitimate was spelled wrong. But I do have a heartwarming story as well. Just last week, there was a little girl coloring in the library, and I said, I was helping her with something, and I said, "My name's Annie." And she said, "My name's Annie." And I said, "What's your middle name?" And she said, "Elizabeth." And I said, "My middle name's Elizabeth." Aww. So I met a little twin, and then she colored a picture of an airplane and gave it to me.
Aww.
Oh, that is super cute.
An airplane. That's so cute. That's rare, the first and middle name.
Yeah, first name. The common,
yeah.
Especially like Annie's a common name. So I get the same thing. Adam's a common name as well.
Yeah, same with Lexi or Alexis.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Next question: how do you feel the library helps the community?
Oh, in all sorts of ways. I always say that the library is the last place you can go to without having to buy or believe in anything. You could just hang out there. We're asking really nothing of you, except, of course, not to eat food.
Yeah.
And to keep your volume level down. But it's really, you can use it to be better at anything you could want to be. If that's just better at, like, watching Wes Anderson films, then you can do that. But if you want to, like, learn how to fix your own plumbing or something, we can do that, too. It's just an amazing invention.
It is.
All right. And finally, if you could highlight something about the library, well-known or unknown, what would it be?
Well, you know, I'm going to say the new graphic novel collection for adults.
Yay!
At all three branches. And we're going to start a comic book club for all ages this summer. So that's maybe something new that people don't know about yet.
Yay.
Well, thing about that comic club, are you going to just include Western? Or like some people, when they think comic books, they mean just Western graphic novels? Or are you doing Western and manga or anything at all?
This is actually going to be a comic book and zine making club.
Whoa.
So
cool.
You can bring supplies, and we'll have supplies. And if you finish a book and you want to share it with the community, we can catalog it and put it in the collection.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, that's really cool. I'm in. So cool. I'm in. All right.
Yeah, you have an art degree. Yeah. I can't draw, but I will try my best. I love
making I will be happy to walk around, help walk people through, you know, proportions and things like that.
Yeah.
Put that dusty degree to use.
That's so cool.
Awesome.
I'm excited for that.
All right. Well, is there anything you want to just give a shout out? Anybody, anything?
Shout out to the other Annie Elizabeth.
Yay.
All right. And if you're listening, other Annie Elizabeth.
We love you.
Yes.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much for coming on board.
Thanks for having me. Happy National Library Workers Day.
Yay.
All right. All right. And obviously, we couldn't get away with this if we weren't actually interviewing each other. So I am going to Say, Lexi.
Woohoo!
What was your first experience in libraries?
I have a very fond memory of libraries. So much like I believe Warren said, the first time that I recall being in a library was in my elementary school library. And I have to talk about this experience because it lives on in my memory. And I was so, so young. But we were brought to the school librarian, or to the library, and the school librarian told us spooky stories because it was around Halloween time.
Oh, yes. Love it.
And they were actually spooky. They were really scary. I still remember the stories to this day. I retold one of the scary stories because I guess it's like a classic for a college, like, project. So like it had a huge impact on me, and I was terrified. I hated scary things as a kid, but I just loved how stories could make me feel that way. Like, mm-hmm. And I had like, I just, and I already loved books at that age too. So that was my first experience in libraries, and I knew I needed to be around books and storytelling for the rest of my life.
Oh, fantastic. And fantastic. Yes. What makes you decide to become a librarian?
Well, kind of going back to what I just said, I always knew I was going to become something that had to do with books, whether it was a librarian. I still dream of being an author one day. I'd love to publish something in the ether at some point, whatever it is, a book, whatever. A video game would be cool. But I just love storytelling, so I knew I needed to work with stories. I remember bringing for show and tell in kindergarten, I brought a story that I wrote that I had hand bound myself, and I have no idea what the story was about. I'm sure it was trash, but it was for show and tell. So I've literally always wanted to be around stories. And when I was getting my creative writing degree, I learned that you actually had to get your master's to be a librarian. And I was like, that's super cool. I love being a student. I want to continue my college experience. So I got my master's and have never looked back.
Cool, cool, cool. All right, one that I know you enjoy. Mm-hmm. What is your favorite It Came From the Library story?
Okay, I have so many, but I have to talk about this one experience. There was a regular patron who would come in almost every day, and one of the days they came in, approached me, and they recognized me. So they're like, Lexi, today my third eye told me that I'm a Portuguese white woman, and I have really good crumping dance moves. And they just started doing these crazy, like, karate crumping dance moves in the middle of the library. And it was a downtown library. It was right in the heart of Muskegon. So everybody could see and hear him doing these crumping dance moves. It was so funny and so cute. And it was harmless. Like, he was getting a little, like, wild, like, throwing his arms out and stuff. And eventually the librarian, I was a part-time circ clerk at the time. And the librarian was like, all right, let's rein it in a little bit. We're getting a little too wild. But that's a memory that will live on forever.
Fantastic.
Yes.
How do you feel the library helps the community?
I would probably end up repeating what everybody else has said, but it's a community center. Really, that's what it is. And I really like how Warren said that it's a gateway to knowledge, because I really feel like that's what it is. It's one of the few places that exist where you can go spend all day from open to close without being expected to spend money. So we're a safe place for displaced people, for people who just want to sit by a cozy fire, read a book, read a newspaper, do their homework. We are just, the library itself is just an institution that is meant to be safe and cozy and a place to go to for free.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So,
if you could highlight something about the library, well-known or unknown, what would it be?
About our library system specifically, I would mention two things. One, like our library of things. We have a lot of things, but the tool library as well. But I love that we can, like, people can check out cornhole or, you know, like other yard games. We have.
We're from the Midwest, obviously.
Yes, yes. I don't call it bags. It's cornhole.
Yeah, it's cornhole, and we take our cornhole seriously.
Yes, yes, we do. And you can check out laptops, technology, but there's just so many cool random things I would never think to check out, like board games and stuff like that. So I would highlight that. But I also want to highlight really quick our book club kits. People don't, I think, realize that we have those because Grosse Pointe loves to read. And there's a lot of book clubs. The librarians have a lot of book clubs that we put on. And they're full. And there's a lot of, like, waitlisted people. Y'all can start your own book club. We have 10 copies of, like, really popular books that you can check out. And you can just hold your own book club. And I just think that's super cool. I think more people need to know about the book club kits. So
I agree. Yeah, that's a cool thing. I think a lot of people don't realize we have.
Yeah, so that's my biggest highlight. My biggest takeaway for today is check out a book club kit.
Nice. All right. Well, obviously, thank you. And
anytime.
Obviously, I'm not getting away from this anytime soon. So. Any shout-outs before we switch roles here?
I will shout out the Ewald branch.
Oh, yeah,
go
definitely.
Ewald.
It's a lovely branch. If you haven't gone there yet, you should. Their fireplace is gorgeous. You should absolutely go there. It's very cozy. And the one thing you will know is it's open. It's very open.
Yeah.
It's an open floor plan.
So you can hear everything. So if you're coming in talking on the phone, you might get the typical shh from the librarian, but
yeah.
we try to be cool and not, you know, harsh or mellow too
much.
Yeah,
we shush, but we're cool about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, we're cool about it. Well, thank you. And now it's going to be your turn.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. So.
Alrighty, folks. Last but certainly not least, we have Adam, Dream Lab librarian.
Hey.
Hello again, Adam. So, first question. What was your first experience in libraries?
Well, that would be all the way back when I was a little boy in Harper Woods. Still, I kind of consider that one of my home libraries. I remember going in with my folks, and we did. My mom took me and started reading books to me and everything. And then there was a little puppet show set up they had there for the kids. So that you can make your own puppet shows with the animals and everything. And I did that with my mom and everything. It was very sweet, very fun. I was.
What a good memory.
I was like 5. So it was very, very cute. Core memory of mine just playing with that little red puppet show thing. If there anybody from Harper Woods is listening to this, yeah, I remember that thing.
That's awesome. That's so cute. I would have loved something like that.
Oh yeah, it was wonderful.
So why did you decide to become a librarian?
So this harkens back to when I was at DPL. So I've been in libraries for 22 years now. I started working in libraries, well, even a little longer than that, I was I did library assistance work at my elementary school in Popard.
Oh, cool.
Where I donate one of my recess hours to go help clean up the library and everything. In fact, with Mrs. Maurer. Hi, Mrs. Maurer. Mother of our sweet and awesome Jeff Maurer.
I was just gonna say that name rings a bell.
Yep. I started with that, and I was got my first job at Harper Woods. At the time, I was trying to become a video game developer, and then I did when I went to college, and I learned I hated it. I shouldn't say hated. I had afterwards, I realized how much of the stuff is based on what the boards think, and we were a small company, so I was like, I don't like this. So I came back, wound up working at Detroit for a while. It was when I was a TTA, I was helping a teen set up their first resume, and I didn't think too much of it. I was just, you know, hey, here's how this works. You pop these things in, and it lets you really get things over there. And I was explaining, like, you don't have any work experience, but, like, I asked the, did you go to, like, catechism or things like that?
Or
you
volunteer. Like,
yeah, because that thing, the volunteering, that'll count. You can plug that in there.
Mm-hmm.
And companies will pay attention to that. They'll be like, oh, volunteer work at an early age. Great. I didn't think too much of it until a couple months later he came in super excited and just, you know, holding up the acceptance letter. He got the job and everything. And all of a sudden I'm like, and I immediately applied at Wayne State.
You're like, I want to do this forever. Oh, that's so heartwarming.
Yeah, I know. It was sweet and everything. So, yeah.
That is so sweet. That's awesome that he came back to show you that it worked.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. So, next, another story, if you will. What is your best It Came From the Library story?
So, this would be back, I want to say it was about 2008. Yeah, 2008. I was working in Grand Rapids Library while I was getting my art degree. Mm-hmm. So what wound up happening was we had a gentleman who came in, and he was asking us what was the fruit that the serpent tempted Eve with. And everyone was like, well, the apple. He's like, no, it was the quince. And I'm just like, what? And
what?
And lo and behold, it was a slow day, so we were like, tell us more.
Please educate us.
And he came in, he had binders and everything about how citrus is the way to salvation and everything.
Wow.
And that with that what will wind up happening is the reason we haven't gotten interstellar travel is because we're trying to use fossil fuels and not using 1,000 watts of laser. I don't know if you know this about science. The wattage of laser does not affect
whoa.
But he insisted. He had all these details, so we scanned them and everything, and he was just like, send a letter to the scientists, and we'll get to Jupiter and thus meet God. And I'm like,
whoa.
Okay, and we composed a letter, an email to thescientist@science.com.
Oh my gosh, that is unforgettable. That is so good.
Oh yeah, it was great. I absolutely love that one. That is a core memory forever and everything.
Oh my gosh, I wish I had experienced that. This is one of the best stories I've heard of. It came from the library. I love that he brought in his research. He's like, no, I have the data. Yeah, and the evidence.
It was like, it was gobbledygook, but you know what? Bravo, man.
He believed. Yeah. He believed. That's what matters. Oh my gosh, I love that.
Mm-hmm.
That is so, so good. Well, that was my favorite, I think, favorite story. So thank you for that.
Oh, you're very welcome.
And thanks to other Grand Rapids employees that were probably listening to that.
Oh, yeah.
So before we wrap up the episode, do you have any other shout outs or anything you want to say?
Let's see. Well, obviously, one thing I want to pop is it was mentioned earlier by Nick, but yeah, we should like, if you have a project you want to work on, doesn't matter if you're not a kid, please come to the Dream Lab. I will happily help you out with things. Let me know if you have a project you specifically want to work on so I can get you set up for what materials you need, things like that. Because, yeah, we want to do these things.
Yes.
And obviously, check with us anyway. Even if you look on the site and it doesn't say we have something in the Dream Lab, I work with other Makerspace librarians. I can get you in touch with somebody who does have the thing you're looking for.
Yeah. Adam is a great resource. Please use him. Also, though, I'm a liar. We have two more questions. I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
Your story just blew me away, and I just completely forgot about everything else. So I do have two more questions. How do you feel the library helps the community?
Well, I think it was mentioned before, but yeah, the library is, it's a place where you don't need to come in. You don't need to pay for anything. I feel that to expand upon that, it's the place where it doesn't matter if you're a prince or a pauper.
Yes.
You will get the same, like, if you request help, like, in research or something like that, we will help you all the same. Like, I loved the fact that at DPL, when I worked there, we had our TLC center, the literacy center and everything, and that was help, the technology literacy center. They would help people get jobs and things like that, and we would even help former convicts and things like that get jobs and everything.
Oh, 'cause, awesome.
It's a sad reality that the prison system doesn't actually really help prevent relapse into prison.
Yeah, yeah.
People like the library is one of the safety nets that they have, that we can be like, we can find you jobs from places that are friendly to people in your situation and get you back on your feet.
Oh, that's great. Go DPL.
Yeah.
That's awesome. And last question for real this time. If you could highlight something about the library, well or unknown, what would it be?
Honestly, I would say one of the things that a lot of people don't necessarily realize is that they think that all the research we have is the books that we have. Ask about our databases and things like
yes.
that. Like our digital databases, we have access to journals and things like that. Like if you're doing research on something, yeah, we might not have a book on something. But ask, hey, do you have anything digital? We probably do. You're doing research on, I don't know, ancient Egyptian shoe sizes. we might have something digitally about that. Sorry, that was a Pinky and the Brain reference. Brain went on Jeopardy.
I love that.
No,
it's so true, though. And libraries help each other. Like, so if we don't have something digital digitally, we can always call another library and they might be willing to like grant like temporary access or send over, like if they have a book that you're looking for, they might be able to scan a page or a chapter or whatever of what you need. Like libraries work together. So.
Yeah. Yeah. We don't covetously hoard our resources.
Exactly. That's a really good, I probably should have said databases. That was a good, that's a good highlight. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, you already said your highlight and shout out. Is there anything else you want to say?
Well, hey, shout out to just all the library workers today, because yes, this is National Library Workers Day. Whether you're a librarian or you're a page, honestly, pages, thank you. Yes. You are the backbone.
Seriously. And shout out to libraries where pages don't exist, where they're not able to have page workers. I worked at such a library where it's all on not just circulation, but reference would help as well. It is so much work. Thank you. Whether you're working with the Library of Congress call number system or the Dewey Decimal, that stuff's hard.
Yeah, absolutely.
So thank you. Yep.
But also thank you to everyone who comes to libraries, because honestly,
we wouldn't be here without
you. Yeah, exactly. And we hope that you enjoy this being part of your community.
And the best way you can thank your fellow library workers for National Library Week or, you know, National Library Workers Day is to come to the library. Come in. Just come. Come exist. Come check out a movie or a book or ask us questions.
I will also accept a very cool high five.
I will also accept snacks. I am a snack girly, and I know a lot of my fellow library workers are also snack lovers. So
that's very true.
That is also accepted. We will take that.
All right, well.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode. And hopefully you have a newfound appreciation for libraries and library workers.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for listening in, everybody. And I hope you enjoy the rest of your day.